Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, Christianity Misunderstood, Understanding Grace. Stay tuned for a life-changing discussion. Guys, this is SD, and I am here with Lady V.
Hey, hey.
And first, we want to thank those of you who have been listening each week.
Yes, thank you, guys.
We appreciate your support. Head on over to our website, spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com, and take our short survey to, you know, let us know how we are doing.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
If this is your first time with us, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi. Much love here.
Stick around because you could hear something that could possibly change your life.
Absolutely. So, you know, we wanted to talk about Christianity Misunderstood, Understanding Grace. And the reason why we're talking about this, we are Christians, but we know that Christians get a bad rap a lot of times, and we can't sit here and say we don't know why. We do know why.
Yeah, we know.
Because some of us are living under the law of Moses, still trying to come with rules, regulations, trying to force people to, you know, live like we are believing to live, which is that's not how we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to force anyone. You know, Jesus didn't even force himself on anyone.
No, he didn't.
So that's if you see people picketing people because they're LGBTQ, they're homosexual. But you know, that's wrong. You know, that is not what God is about. That's not what Jesus is about. You know, we're not supposed to be telling people
how to live their lives
or try to force them to live by the law of Moses, because we're not even supposed to be living by the law of Moses. I'm not saying that we're supposed to be out there just doing wrongdoing. We're not. We are not, you know, supposed to be doing wrongdoing. But the thing of it is, we're not a perfect people. That's why we needed Jesus. And that's where grace comes in, by Jesus Christ. And we know that, you know, some people may have visited a church that are loving and kind. They're living under that grace of God, and they're showing that love of Jesus Christ, and you feel welcome. And then there may be some churches you may attend that are traditionally under just the law of Moses, still trying to enforce the law and trying to make other people enforce it, the way they dress, the way rules and regulations, if you ain't got this on, that on, then you ain't supposed to be here, just making you feel like you're not welcome. That's not Jesus.
And some of those rules and regulations didn't even have anything with the law of Moses.
Exactly.
You know, a dress that's to the floor.
It has nothing
to do
with Jesus.
You know, or a woman who has to wear dresses only, that the attire has nothing to do with
Jesus. And so, you know, today we want to just break grace down to those who are Christian and those that are not Christian.
Yeah.
Because we need the world to know that, you know, if you're seeing someone that's not operating in love, that's not being like Jesus.
No.
Jesus was always operating in love, still is, because, you know, he's operating in love through us and those of us that are allowing him to by his Holy Spirit. But there are those that are not operating in love, and they are operating in a lot of hate. And that is not Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So again, I can even, you know, if somebody, you know, say, what, you know, what are you talking about? You know, we're supposed to be enforcers. No, we're not.
No.
We're supposed to tell the world about Jesus.
That's it.
And his love. We're not supposed to be telling the world what they're doing wrong, what we think they're doing wrong.
That's right.
Not our place. We're not God.
No.
You know, so, you know, even Jesus didn't go around and say, hey, you doing this, you do that. He didn't do that. If someone was in that time was put before him by the Pharisees, you know, like the woman that had committed adultery, and she was practically thrown in front of Jesus, and the Pharisees wouldn't say, Jesus, what you gonna do about her? Trying to trip him up because they didn't like him, because he was showing love to everybody. They wanted everybody to bow down to them and to follow the law of Moses. But that's not where Jesus came. He came to fulfill the law, and he fulfilled it perfectly. And he came to show and leave grace and love for the rest of us to show love, you know. And therefore, you know, a lot of churches have gotten it wrong. wrong and are just operating and just rules, regulations, and forcing people out and not operating in love when we're supposed to be operating in love with Jesus. I can, like I said, in scripture, it also speaks of, you know, if you know God, then you can be showing love. And if you don't know God, then you obviously are not going to be showing love.
That's right.
Because anyone that knows God will show the love of God. I'll break it down to where the scripture is. 1 John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love does not know God.
That's right.
Because God is love.
That's right.
And we know that Jesus is love. And we know that if you are out there, if you're seeing people that's either treating you wrong, you try to come into church and make you think you're not welcome for whatever rules or regulations they have, you at the wrong church anyway.
That's right.
You need to turn around and go out.
Run.
Because if you go in a church and they're showing you love and they're not trying to force you to obey laws and regulations, then you at the right. And they're talking about grace and grace alone. I'm not talking about trying to mix grace and law where you got to tithe to be blessed. If you don't tithe, you're going to be cursed. That's not new covenant. Mm-mm. That's old covenant. And I want to say, you know, those that want to live by the old covenant, and we get ready to break this thing down with law and grace, the difference. If you want to live by the old covenant, then you better make sure that you are making completing every 613 law
that's
that
right, came. Because it's not just 10.
10 was given to Moses on the Mount Sinai, but then there was another 603 that came along that had to do with performance and those things to abstain from. Mm-hmm. So if you miss one, that means you're guilty of all.
Therefore,
that's why we're so passionate about letting people know what understanding grace and about Christianity misunderstood and understanding grace is all about, because we think that missing link of people not understanding grace is why there's so many people that are in the church that are turning people away because they're homosexual or not like what we feel like, you know, scripture says, you know, this or that about homosexuality. Okay, well, that's old covenant, but Jesus came so that everyone could come to him have new life.
That's right.
So it didn't have anything to do with your performance, whether you're doing everything right or everything wrong. It had to do you have faith in Jesus?
That's right.
If you have faith in Jesus, just like the thief on the cross, then therefore, you know, he was received by Jesus into paradise that very day because he believed that Jesus was up there on the cross beside him and he didn't belong there, but the thief knew that him and the other thief belonged up there because they knew they had done wrong.
Yeah.
But he was just like, you know, Jesus, he don't deserve this. You know, he ain't done nothing wrong. And he believed in Jesus. He had faith that Jesus was who he said he was, and therefore Jesus told him, this day you will be in paradise with me. So that didn't require being baptized before you could come into the family
That's
of God.
Right.
It didn't require living out all the laws of Moses, you know, the 613.
That's right.
It didn't require living out all of them. All it required was having faith in Jesus, and that man on the cross was, that thief on the cross beside Jesus was saved.
Yes.
So therefore, we want to break down what grace looks like, and we're starting out with SD bringing that educational side to it. You know, she's coming from the definitions of the three different types of grace. She's going to talk about that. Then I'm going to come along, and me and her both are going to just piggyback on the comparison of the Mosaic law compared to grace through Jesus Christ. And grace, remember, is the new covenant.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, grace is broken down, can be broken down into three different areas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I am coming from the Pocket Dictionary of Theological Terms.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, grace, common grace, speaks of God's extension of favor to all people through providential care, regardless of whether or not they acknowledge or know him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have efficacious grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that refers to the special application of grace to a person who comes by faith to Jesus for salvation.
That's
okay.
Right.
It is the special act of God that brings about the true salvation of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the prevenient grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Though often thought to be synonymous with common grace, it refers more specifically to the Wesleyan idea that God has enabled all people everywhere to respond favorably to the gospel if they so choose.
That's right.
Again, You have a choice.
A choice.
So if someone tries to tell you you don't have a choice and you have to do it a certain way, God wants you to come unto Christ freely.
Freely.
That's why he gave us free will.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he left it open that, okay, you can choose me or not. I mm-hmm. want you to choose me. Mm-hmm. I want you to choose my son, mm-hmm. but I ain't gonna make you do nothing.
That's right. That's right. And we know that there's only one way to God. That's mm-hmm. through Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Just point blank mm-hmm. in the period of truth, you know, and you can receive it or not. But, you know, the thing of it is, what we want to set the record straight today, I mean, we're going to have, you know, it'll take a long time really to just truly go through every single thing. But we're just going to take a little time mm-hmm. to just touch on some points to compare grace and law. And what we're saying is not that we aren't supposed to be living godly. You know, we know mm-hmm. morally in our hearts what things we should be doing, should mm-hmm. be doing. I know I shouldn't be walking in a bank and saying, hey, give me $50,000 or else. I know that ain't right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do that. So, mm-hmm. of course, that's not saying because we live under grace that you still just go out there and just do stuff just for the heck of it. No.
Right.
It's not based on our performance.
Exactly.
The law is performance-based. And I got scripture for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Galatians 2:16, it says, 2:16, excuse me, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, mm-hmm. but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified.
That's right.
So, you know, that says it all right there, that grace is based on faith in Jesus Christ.
Right.
Wherein law is based on your works. Your works.
And in Deuteronomy 28:1-2,
mm-hmm.
it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to break that down,
mm-hmm.
he said, if the scripture said, if you obey all the commands,
mm-hmm.
then you will be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of Christians, they recite Deuteronomy, and if you do this, that, and the other, you'll be blessed. But the thing of it is, that said, if you obeyed all the law.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's why grace is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then, you had to obey the 613
mm-hmm.
or you would be cursed. If mm-hmm. you just missed one of them, you were cursed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you obeyed all of them, you
mm-hmm.
were blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not under that covenant,
that's
people.
Right. That's right. Because you know, grace is based on faith. That means faith in what Jesus did. Faith mm-hmm. in Jesus, what he did on the cross. Wherein law is works-based, because that's human effort, which, you know, makes, you know, Christ not seem like he's needed.
Right.
It's like saying, you know, I'll stand before God and I'll account for all that I have my wrongdoing. I've done this, that, and other. So mm-hmm. great. Well, God is not looking at you. You don't want God to look at you. You want God to, you want to be in Christ because you want God to look at Jesus and what he did on the cross for you. That's why you want to live by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you live by the works of the law, based on the law and what you do, then you would never become righteous, because your human effort, as human beings, we could never be live a perfect
mm-mm.
life.
Mm-mm.
So that's why when Jesus came, it released us from that because he fulfilled the law.
Mm-hmm.
And what he asked us to do was have faith in him.
That's right.
And then he has a law of love, that, you know, love God
mm-hmm.
and then love your neighbor. Why? Because if you're acting in love for God, your devotion and love for God will make you want to love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And your love for your neighbor would not make you want to harm them or do anything towards them, to hurt, harm them, or wrong them in
right,
any way.
Right.
So you walking and operating in love, then you're not going to want to do anything to harm anyone, because
right.
you're going to want to honor God by showing love to everybody.
That's
whether
right.
they believe the way you believe or not.
That's right.
You're going to want to show grace for them, in knowing that God gave them free will. They can either accept Jesus or reject him. I'm glad that I accepted Jesus.
Me
I mean,
too.
I, you know, even God don't will for, you know, the whole world to perish. He want everybody to be saved. He want everybody to receive his son and what his son did on the cross. But people try to make it so complicated by
mm-hmm.
saying, well, now you got to do this to get right. You got to do mm-hmm. this to get heaven. Or if I do this good work right here, then I'll make it in heaven. It ain't got nothing to do but your works.
No, it does
because
not.
Because if you go by your works, you'll never make it in.
That's right.
It has to be by what Jesus did, having faith in Jesus and what he did on the cross for the sins of the world. That's, you want God looking at what Jesus did by you believing in Jesus. Say, okay, I believe in Jesus. I believe what he did for me. And therefore, you know, I receive him into my life and his Holy Spirit comes in me and his Holy Spirit will lead me and guide me to do what's right.
And the thing of it is, it's like people think, okay, if I can do A, B, C, and D, I'm better than this person who is doing something totally different. They'll feel like if they read their Bible every day, although it's good to read your Bible every day. That's the word of God. It is living, it is life, and it can pour in life into your spirit. It is life changing.
It guides you.
And it guides you and leads you. It's like a manual for life. Know. Now people, just think about it. People use manuals for everything else. But what about your manual for life? That's what it is. But you still have a choice whether or not you read it. It does not make you bad if you choose not to read it. You know, but one thing about it, people think that their traditions and keeping up those different laws that makes them better. Now, in Mark 7 and 13, it says, this is the Passion Translation. It says, do you really think God will honor your traditions passed down to others, making up these rules that nullify God's word? And you're doing many other things like that. Now, okay, for those of you who say, I only read the New King James Version, I got you here too. Same book, same scriptures. Mark 7, 13, King James Version. It says, making the word of God none effect through your traditions, which ye have delivered. And many such like things do ye. So that means that your traditions and all of that nullify what Christ did on the cross.
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, with grace, grace justifies sinful men. Okay, and I just read the Galatians 2, 16 through 17. Okay, but the law is incapable of resulting in justification. The law makes Christ like, you know, nothing. It says in Galatians 5 and 3, and I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he's a debtor to keep the whole law. So circumcision was a part of the law. The men had to be circumcised, you know. And but if, you know, you're going to do that, you know, just I go back to when Peter and Paul, Apostle Paul, had an issue because Peter was still trying to push certain ways of the law, but Apostle Paul was like, no, you living for Christ, you know, that's about faith in Jesus. It's not about the law. You can't live both. You can't have it both ways. You can't say still be circumcised and you'll still be a good Christian. No, that don't have nothing. Law has nothing to do with following Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Faith has everything to do. Faith in Jesus has everything to do with following Jesus Christ. And that is what justifies you. It is not the law. It's not how many laws you make. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, again, we're not saying just go out there and do whatever. That's that's not the way of God, because we're supposed to still live morally. But one thing about it, we're not supposed to be forcing our beliefs on someone else. We're just supposed to testify of how Jesus came into our life and changed our lives. And it's up to people if they want to receive him or not. Do we hope that people receive him? Absolutely. Because it's not what has been portrayed by some people in the traditional church, because some people in the traditional church have made it like, you got to do this to get that. You got to do this to be saved. You got to be right with God. If they mess up, then you don't mess up. You backslid. No. God already foreknew everything. We will commit every sin. When Jesus died for us on the cross, we were in the future.
That's right.
Unless you were living back 3,000 years when Jesus was here, you know, that's the only way you can say, well, he must have known. He must have saw what I did. But he died for us when we were still in the future. We hadn't even born yet.
That's right.
He died for all of our sins, because God knew our past, present, and future sins that we would ever commit. So that's why Jesus took the punishment for all of that on the cross. So that we could have a relationship with God. That we could be justified through what Jesus did, through having faith in Jesus. And I go back to Abraham. Okay. Abraham, when he just believed God. He was known for believing God. Now, the law of Moses hadn't been passed down to him, because Moses didn't come with that law until, you know, didn't receive that law until 430 years later.
That's right.
So therefore, Abraham just, he had faith in God, and that attribute to him being righteous. God mm-hmm. accounted him as righteous mm-hmm. just because Abraham had faith in God.
Uh-huh. Now, even when God accounted him as righteous, Abraham still lied. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He lied to the king, telling the king that his wife was his sister, mm-hmm. so that the king wouldn't kill him. Now, even though back then she was his half sister, mm-hmm. so literally, you know, it's not like he lied completely, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but it was still a lie because he did not let the king know that she was also his wife, mm-hmm. because he wanted to spare his life. So he got her to just say, "I'm just telling him I'm your brother." Now, yeah, that was true. He was her brother, mm-hmm. but he was also her husband. Mm-hmm. But still, even when Abraham did it, and he did that on, wasn't it, two different occasions, Lady B?
Yeah.
Even
mm-hmm.
though he did, God still counted him mm-hmm. as righteous. He did not hold that against him because Abraham believed God.
Yeah, now some were saying, I've seen where a preacher said, you know, with Genesis 26:5, it states clearly that Abraham obeyed the laws, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, he had a moral law in his heart. A lot of people, everybody's born with moral law in
yes.
your heart. It mm-hmm. ain't got nothing to do with you ever heard the law of Moses. A child that is born can get ready to do something wrong, and they know it's wrong, get ready to steal a candy bar out of the store or something, mm-hmm. and they could be right there with their mama in the line, the grocery store line, and get ready to put the candy in their pocket, and they gonna sneak to do it.
Uh-huh.
Why would a child know that's wrong unless, you know what I'm saying,
it's
on their heart,
on my heart.
It's,
mm-hmm.
they know, okay, this ain't right because this ain't mine. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, we are born with, God gave us a morality on our heart to know the difference between right and wrong.
Yes.
Now, the law of Moses came, like I said, 430 years after Abraham, in order to for the children of Israel to know what right and wrong was. You mm-hmm. know, and I'm not saying they didn't have a moral law in their heart. Everyone has that moral, I know what right and wrong. But they needed it spelled out. Some people, you got to spell it out for them.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. shouldn't do this, that, and the other. But you may know in your heart, but they wait for somebody to say it. So then you know that's wrong for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. like you make a law, no longer will you do this, no longer can you jaywalk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You say, okay, now we got to go by that because now that's wrong. We know that that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but again, that was the old covenant. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure there'll be some traditional churches that will say, y'all is wrong. Y'all trying to tell people to sin. No, we're not telling people
not
to sin.
No, not at all.
All we're saying is our focus on Jesus is where it's supposed to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Our faith in Jesus, our focus on him, because he came to save the whole world. He
mm-hmm.
didn't come to save these Christians right here and that Christian right there. He wanted to save everybody, because before you were a Christian, you were living as a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And let's just be real. We still mess up as Christians. We still mess
that's
up.
Right. That's
but
right.
We have the grace of God to meet us, because grace, where sin abounds, grace abounds
yes.
the more.
Yes.
All
yes.
the more. And God set it up like that so he could say to us, you know, I know you're going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
I already know who you are. I know you. You my child. I already know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I want you to live better, because there's consequences when you do make mistakes. But you know, when you learn from them and you go and do better, then you know that's great. That's wonderful. He wants you to learn,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the thing is, he's not gonna stop loving you
no.
because you make a mistake.
Mm-mm.
That's not who God is.
Mm-mm.
He's all loving. If that was the case, he could have wiped out all humanity when Noah was here. Noah didn't have no laws either.
Mm-mm.
But he was considered a righteous man because he just did good. He had
mm-hmm.
a moral law written on his heart. He just
mm-hmm.
did good by people, and everybody else was just wicked, you
mm-hmm.
know, doing wicked stuff, doing whatever. Him and his family got saved on art, you know. God, that was a mercy, that was grace there
yes,
for him,
yes.
you know what I'm saying. But God could have just started all humanity over, even after Adam and Eve messed up in the beginning.
That's right.
You know, when they allowed the enemy to make them think that they weren't already, you know, having everything that God wanted them to have, all the knowledge, everything that
mm-hmm.
God wanted to have. He made them question their identity, so therefore they doubted God. They doubted, which means they didn't have faith at that moment.
That's right.
They stopped, you know, believing and trusting God. So therefore, God could have started everything over, you know, after them said, shoot, let me start again.
Yeah,
this folk don't
mm-hmm.
mess
Could
my
have.
Stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that. He enacted a plan to bring Jesus, his son, for him himself to come on the earth
mm-hmm.
in a human body. That was the lawful way to do it, to come on earth in a human body.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you know, Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit in
mm-hmm.
order for her to give birth to him, so he could be fully human and mm-hmm. fully God, so he could understand what we as humans live.
That's right.
And what we go through and what we're tempted by, so that he could understand. But he still, although he lived here as human, he was tempted in all points, and he still didn't sin.
That's
Jesus
right.
still didn't sin. He could at mm-hmm. any time, no folks act other, he could have said, you know what, be gone blank.
That's right.
And then it would go on, never existed. But he didn't do that. He had grace. He came not to condemn the world. He came to save it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And also, now, when you do the law, it is, in essence, it's as if what Jesus did on the cross, mm-hmm. it was worth nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
in Galatians 5 and 4, it mm-hmm. says, for if you are trying to make yourself right
mm-hmm.
with God
mm-hmm.
by keeping the law,
mm-hmm.
you have been cut off from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You have fallen away from God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been said that when somebody in the church does something wrong, oh, they fell from grace.
Mm-hmm.
if they make a mistake, and it can be a major one or a little one, they say, oh, they fell from grace.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you fall from grace, according to Galatians,
mm-hmm.
is if you think that you can keep the law
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, that's saying you don't need Jesus.
That's right. That's what it's saying.
So that's how a person falls from grace,
mm-hmm.
is when they think they can do it. And what Christ did, well, you know, what we need him for,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
when you met. That's when you fall from grace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we all need
mm-hmm,
Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then again, comparing, you know, where grace brings liberty, which is freedom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the law, it results in bondage. See, mm-hmm. you know, Galatians 5 and 1,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you think about it, with the law, it keeps you, constantly aware of sin that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you focused on, I'm getting it wrong. I'm getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't do this right. I didn't perform this right. I didn't
mm-hmm.
perform. And it keeps you focused on sin instead of focusing on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're focused on having faith in Jesus, then you're focused on, okay, well, I'm in Christ, so he's going to help me
mm-hmm.
to do better. He's going to help me to overcome these temptations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until I get that, he's going to keep on helping me.
That's right.
It's like a child. If a child is just learning how to walk, and they're walking with their parent,
mm-hmm.
if they fall, the parent will help them get back up
mm-hmm.
and give them a couple more, help them with a couple more steps, before, you know. But they're going to keep being there to help them back up
right.
when they fall down.
Right.
Because they want them to still be able to walk uprightly so they can get to where they're going. And
mm-hmm.
that's what the Lord wants us to do. Get to where we're going. God has a plan for everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, I just thank God for grace.
Yeah.
Because grace is there to pick you up so you can keep on going.
That's right.
You know?
And I tell you too, this is how you can tell
mm-hmm.
if a church is teaching grace,
mm-hmm.
if a church is mixing grace and the law,
mm-hmm.
or if a church is just straight out teaching the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you go in a church and they tell you, okay, come as you are, it's about having faith in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving you a bunch of rules and regulations saying, if you do this,
mm-hmm.
you done messed up,
mm-hmm.
and God is mad at you. That is not grace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grace tells you that Jesus loves you
mm-hmm.
and God loves you, and all you have to do is believe on his son
mm-hmm.
and you are saved. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a son of God,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
a daughter of God.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you sin, which is you mess up, you go out and
mm-hmm.
you have a one night stand,
mm-hmm.
you go out and you do some drugs, or
mm-hmm.
you go out and sad to say, but it has happened. Even if you were to kill somebody,
mm-hmm.
God's love covers it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say you're not going to have consequences,
mm-hmm.
because anything you do, sin has a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a consequence, but that does not mean that God no longer loves you. That does not mean that, you know, you've lost your righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you accept him, you are made righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And we go again, we go right on back to Abraham. God accounted him as righteous because he believed God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, like Lady V say, the Mosaic law hadn't even happened then.
Mm-hmm.
So he, even though he was, they say it he kept the law. Mm-hmm. It's because he wanted to please God. Mm-hmm. But because he believed on God, that's why he was made righteous. Mm-hmm. So now, if you go into a church that it says, oh, we... It teaches that, you know, Jesus is Lord and Savior and come as you are. But if you don't pay your tithes every week, you are cursed and a curse is coming upon you.
That
church is teaching grace and law. They're mixing it, which is wrong. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to a church that says you can only worship on one particular day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know who I'm talking about. I ain't got to even say it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you worship on any other day than that day, you are committing a sin.
Mm-hmm.
That is a law.
Mm-hmm.
If it tells you that the men are superior to women,
mm-hmm.
that is a law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Christ, we are all one.
That's right.
God sees us all through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's not male nor female.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this culture or that culture. Mm-hmm. If you accept Jesus Christ, then God sees you as a son or daughter of his.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, he still loves the world. Now, that's mm-hmm. not saying he doesn't love the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you receive Jesus, then you are a joint heir with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't be a joint heir if you are following the law.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because... Yes, now again, people say, now Jesus, he wasn't no Christian. He was Jewish. Yeah, he was Jewish.
He was.
You know, his followers were mm-hmm. then called Christians.
Yeah.
But even though the followers can sometimes get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And it is not a representation of him.
Mm-mm.
So if you run into a Christian who is judgmental,
mm-hmm.
who makes you feel
less than,
who mm-hmm. looks down upon you,
mm-hmm.
they are not operating in love,
mm-mm.
and they are not a representation of Jesus
mm-mm.
Christ.
No, they're not.
Because he is pure love, nothing but love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a person you have to say,
mm-hmm.
that's not a person who is operating in love.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't look at that person and judge everybody else by that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that some of you have that go to church or have been to church or won't set foot back in a church because somebody at the church really hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You were hurt. I'm asking you to give another church a try.
Mm-hmm. Again, not that one, but another
not
one.
That one. Another
pray about
one.
It.
Pray ask about God it. Ask to God to lead you where to go. Because if you ask him, he will lead you where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to go to a grace church
mm-hmm.
that is not mixing grace and law.
Mm-hmm.
You want, because when you find that church, you will know.
Yeah.
Because there is a difference.
Mm-hmm. And until you find that church, I mean, there are wonderful grace teachers like Pastor Joseph Prince
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Creflo Dollar. I mean,
mm-hmm.
wonderful grace teachers that you can learn from via live stream until you find a church
mm-hmm.
That locally that is teaching grace and not mixing grace. And when we're saying that, we're saying their focus is on faith in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on... women, you can't enter into the building if you don't have on a dress.
Right.
That's not nothing to do
mm-mm.
with Jesus, okay? He just told people to come.
Right.
When he said come, he said, but wait a minute, if you're a woman, you need to put on a dress.
Yeah.
He don't say that.
Mm-mm.
He just said come.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he said come and follow me to whomever, then the thing of it is, you know, that means I don't have to wait around for you to go change your clothes
no.
to follow me. Because mm-hmm. that's ridiculous. You know, I think about that there are some people that are so stoked in tradition
mm-hmm.
that if a woman have pants on outside, she won't dare come into church.
Yep.
Because she is so scared she gonna offend God. My point is, the whole earth belong to God.
That's right.
If you gonna offend God, you may well get off of the earth. Hey, even then, you still ain't away from God because he created the universe and every planet. Where you gonna go?
That is good, lady.
Where you gonna go? That's all I want to know. Because I heard it, I thought it was so ridiculous. And I know that it come from upbringing because we came up
yep.
in a traditional church back in the day that was more of a cult than a church.
Yes,
so
tell
we
the
know
truth.
All about
shame the devil.
We know mm-hmm. all about the rules and regulations on the women, the bondage on the women. Jesus ain't about no bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the scripture where I read where But the woman, she was, I think she was washing Jesus' feet with her tears and wiping his feet with her hair. And different people that was there around was like, if he knew who that was, if he knew what Mary was doing last night, then he wouldn't have her near his feet. But Jesus was like, you know, anybody could come to me. Mm-hmm. At least she is washing my feet. Did you offer to wash my feet when I came in here? Mm-hmm. You know, so there's always that, you will see that judgmental side, you know, in that church. But again, no church is perfect.
No church.
No church is perfect because people are going to be people and they are imperfect people on this whole earth.
That's right.
It was only one perfect, that was Jesus.
That's right.
So we're not saying if your church isn't perfect that you just abandon church. No, that's not what we're saying. No. We're saying if they're trying to enforce the Mosaic law, rules and regulations, trying to make you do stuff in order thinking that you gotta do this to get God's love, then you are in the wrong place.
That's right.
We're saying the place that teaches the love of God, God's forgiveness through his son Jesus shed blood, the grace of God available to anyone, everyone, whether you gay, straight, you know, whatever, bisexual, what, God loves everybody.
That's right.
Okay, so we shouldn't be picketing people because they don't believe the way we do. That's not, because I'm gonna tell you, it's, you know, it's a lot of people that are homosexual that love the Lord Jesus.
That's right. Love, so you can't love
say,
him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can't say they ain't gonna be in heaven with the Lord because all he said, you had to, let me take you to some scripture.
Take them.
So you will,
Lady,
you would know that what
take
I'm saying
them to the scripture.
So Romans 10:9-10. This is the TPT translation. It says, and what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation.
Yes.
Which is the message that we preach. For if you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will experience salvation. The heart that believes in him receives the gift of righteousness from
That's
God.
Right.
And then the mouth confesses, resulting in salvation. In other words, it does not say that if you complete the laws, if you are living a perfect life, then you can receive salvation. No. It says you have to have faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. That's what it says. It did not say you have to obey all 613 laws of Moses, to receive salvation. It says having faith in Jesus Christ, faith for salvation, that faith in Jesus. And you're gonna believe in him with your heart. That God knows the heart.
That's
God
right.
knows the heart of every man. He knows if you really believe in Jesus or you don't.
That's
he
right.
He knows if it's real or fake. But the thing of it is, he ain't requesting you to be perfect. He's not requesting perfection from human beings that he know we are not perfect.
That's right.
But we are made perfect in Christ because Jesus is already perfect. And when Christ comes on the inside of us, that is who we live by. We live by his Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16-18 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary. I mean, they're fighting to one another, so that, well, not fighting, but you know, against, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not under the law. Meaning led by the Spirit, meaning you have faith in God. That means you're relying on Jesus to walk this life out. Okay? And so, you know, when you receive Jesus, you become a son, a daughter of the Most High God. And when you do, Jesus is faithful to be with you by his Holy Spirit to walk with you through this life if you allow him to lead you to live the life that God has put forth for you and planned for your life.
And you know, Lady V, if the law was so important in this day and time to God, the law of Moses, if it was so important in this day and time, Galatians 3:11-14, it would not say Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Come on. Yeah, that's right.
That caused the law a curse.
A curse.
Because the thing of it is, if you did not follow that 613, if you did not do every one, a curse would come upon them. Now, a lot of people think, oh, I thought you follow the Ten Commandments and you will be, that make everything all right. Mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments plus the other 603 are the law. Uh-huh. Now, the ten mm-hmm. were written on stone. Mm-hmm. The rest mm-hmm. of the laws were written on scrolls and mm-hmm. tablets. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people leave off the 603 mm-hmm. and they just think, oh, if I follow the Ten Commandments perfectly, then I'm right with God. No, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. The law was a curse.
That's right. That's
it
right.
said he redeemed us from the curse mm-hmm. of the law mm-hmm. because he fulfilled the law.
That's right.
Therefore, that's of null and void mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. if you choose to live under the law, you have mm-hmm. that right.
That's right. That's
but
right.
then you're going to accept the consequences of the sin consciousness that comes with living under the law. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. when you go about, now, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Now, everybody know. Even children, if you say, I don't touch that right there, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. the first thing they do is touch it.
Because they're thinking about touching the whole time. About don't touch it. Whoop, I don't touch it.
And then they feel bad. But so if you're going around thinking about, you know, oh, if you're single and you like, I can't go have a one-night stand with mm-hmm, nobody. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't do it. The next thing you know, you find yourself waking up in somebody's bed. Mm-hmm. Then you get condemned, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. I done messed up again. I mm-hmm. can't go to church for, like, 3 months.
But that's not it. That's not true.
You know, you come on to church. You come on. Yeah, yeah. And don't let people make you feel bad when you walk in there. And if you walk, again, like Lady V said, if you walk in a church and they make you feel judged mm-hmm. and condemned, mm-hmm. you need to walk out. That is not the place mm-hmm. for you mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that is not God. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. Give it a couple times mm-hmm. because you just could have encountered a person mm-hmm. who had the traditional thinking mm-hmm. that goes to that church. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to what the pastor is preaching. Mm-hmm. You'll tell if it's grace, the mm-hmm. law, or they're mixing them both. Mm-hmm. But do give it a chance. Mm-hmm. Pray and ask God to say, now, is this where I'm supposed to be? Mm-hmm. Give them a chance. And if they still teaching law or mm-hmm. mixing law and grace, it's time for you to go. If mm-hmm. everybody there mm-hmm. is doing that same way and they're making you feel mm-hmm. some type of way that mm-hmm. is not out of love, mm-hmm. that's time for you to go.
That's right, because grace is motivated by love.
That's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then another thing, you know, you can take notes if you know, if a church is just basically talking to you about, you're going to go to hell, you're going to do this, you're going to go to hell, you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, my point is, yes, hell is real.
Yeah,
okay?
And it's a real thing.
It is made, it is real, it's going to have occupants. But my thing is, we should be talking about Jesus.
That's right.
You know, Jesus commissioned the disciples and the rest of us in Christ to go and tell the word about him.
Yeah.
Tell the world about him. He didn't say go tell the world about hell. No, he was like, go and preach the gospel. Tell the good news. What the good news is. The good news is that Jesus Christ came. That's God the Father in the form of the Son mm-hmm. to take on the punishment, the sins for the world. Because when we stand before the righteous God, we cannot stand before him the way we are because mm-hmm. we would never make it into paradise.
That's right.
With God, our life with God. But if we stand before him with the blood of Jesus covering us mm-hmm. because we have received Jesus, he's like, come on, daughter, come on, son. I love you. Come on mm-hmm. in. But that's the thing. People want to focus on the hell part. But I said, let's focus on Jesus.
That's right.
Let's tell people how good Jesus is to our lives.
Yes.
Because if you don't know how good Jesus is to your life, then you don't know Jesus.
No, you don't.
Because the Jesus that I know, he's there for me when I'm down. He's there for me when I'm up. He's there for me to lift me up when I need him to lift me up because I can't take the pressures of life anymore. He's there to encourage me by his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the loving God that we serve. And I say we because I'm talking about me and SD. We love the Lord Jesus and mm-hmm. we are Christians. And like I said, we're not bashing churches. We want you to know the difference between the churches that you encounter, because I have talked to too many people that have said they don't go to church because they're not perfect mm-hmm. or they ain't got it right yet. Mm-hmm. You ain't supposed to get it right. When you go to church, you're supposed to be going like everybody else in there. We're going in there for Jesus. We ain't going in there to appease, pushing, you know, a man or woman of God up like they're God. No, they're supposed to be just as humble as you are.
That's right.
And saying, hey, I need Jesus just like you need
That's
Jesus.
Right.
They're supposed to be transparent enough to say, I need Jesus just like you need Jesus. If they're saying they are perfect mm-hmm. or acting like they ain't never done nothing wrong, then you need to go somewhere else, because that person is really lying, putting a front before you and deceiving you. Mm-hmm. Because the thing of it is, Jesus died on the cross for the whole world. That means everybody that's in it. And that means there's nobody that's exempt that he didn't say, I'm going to take your punishment for the sins that you committed for the rest of your life that you'll commit and whatever. You know, he did it for everyone so that we can have a relationship with God. And the only way you can have a relationship with God, who is a righteous God, who could not have anything that is in error in front of him, you know, is to know Jesus and to receive him into your heart. And let God, let the Lord Jesus lead you by his Holy Spirit to help you walk the path out of righteousness, to walk the path out of doing, you know, things that please God. I mean, that's, like I said, we're not condoning to go out there and just be sinful. That's not what we're saying. We're saying grace abounds in our lives for a reason, because God knew we needed it and God knew we needed Jesus. So we're just thankful to be ones that can say, we can witness and testify to the world that when we received Jesus as children, we knew there was a change in our life. We might not understood it completely, but we believed in him with everything in our hearts, and he has walked with us through our lives to get us to the point where we are now. We can tell somebody about it, say, hey, I know it was only by the grace of God that I am still here. So, you know, that's what we're supposed to do, testify of his goodness, his grace. Jesus ain't never made me feel like I was worthless or that, you know, I just kept getting it wrong. No, he's always let me know, hey, I'm here for you. You need to get back up. No, don't keep putting yourself down because you messed up here or you messed up there. I'm here for you to help you to get it right. It's a process. It's a teaching. It's a teaching process to be taught by the word of God to learn how to live to please God. It's not about pleasing man. It's about pleasing God. And I'm not saying to focus on what I got to do right today, tomorrow. It's just about just walk the life out with Jesus and allow him to perfect in you who he is. You know, so it's by him and it's not by what we do. It's about God.
And another thing that you could do is whether you are have been to church or a part of church, or if you've never been to a church, one thing you could do to find out what they teach is see if the church has a website. See what they stand for. See what they stand for. A lot of times they have that written. It's on their website. Then another thing you can do is stream a couple of their services. You can do that right from your own home.
That's right.
You don't even have to walk in there. Stream their services. See what that pastor is teaching. Maybe a few months, just stream and see how they teach, how they carry things out. Because a lot of them stream their services and you can see live what's going on and everything. And do that. Now, I'm not, you know, you could watch it on Christian television, but on those, they're broken down and you really don't get to see everything that's going on because they're cut into segments and stuff. But if you watch it live, a lot of times, if you stream it, you can see exactly what's happening as it's happening, you know, and you can see what the pastor is teaching. You can see the atmosphere. You can see if everybody in there is dressed in suits and all that stuff. Or you can see if it's half and half, if it's half and half and you see some people in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts and you see another person in a three-piece suit, you know they can come as they are. Jeans or a sweater or hat on your head or whatever, you know, or not. You can come as you are, you know, so that's, you can check things out that way. And then you can pray and ask God, okay, God, I want to go, but they got too many rules and regulations. Everybody don't have that. That's the difference between grace and the law. Everybody is not following that. A true grace church, you don't have to worry about all that. You don't have to worry about, oh, I don't have the right clothes to wear. I got to have on a three-piece suit.
Well, I don't make it every Sunday. Somebody gonna say I backslid. That ain't God.
That's not God. The church that you, that God leads you to, it should be a church when you walk in. If God leads you to it, it's gonna be right.
It's gonna be right. It's gonna be
if
right.
God, if you let God lead you, and then you may say, well, how do I know if God is leading me? Lady V could attest to this. We were looking for a church because, again, we are sisters and we are very close. And so we were looking for a church. And Lady V kept saying to me, she said, this was one particular church. She said, every time I drive by that church, I am drawn to that church. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, we had checked that out or whatever. And then we still waited. We still waited. And then she would say, every time, I'm telling you, every time I drive by there, I feel drawn there. Our first Sunday there, oh my God, mm-hmm. we was like, this is it. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we were just shocked and amazed mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. the fit. And it was confirmation between both of us because we didn't say anything until, because mm-hmm. we rode together. Mm-hmm. We didn't say anything until we got in the car and we kind of looked at each other and we were like, this it right mm-hmm. here. Like, this, mm-hmm. did you mm-hmm. feel what, did mm-hmm. you feel? I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the kind of feel you'll
mm-hmm.
get.
Mm-hmm. And what we noticed was, everybody was come as you are. So mm-hmm. that means it was no strict dress code. You got to wear a certain thing in order to fit in with us. Mm-hmm. It would just come. Anybody was welcome. Mm-hmm. And it was diverse. We loved the diversity. Mm-hmm. That all, you could see all different races there. We mm-hmm. loved that because heaven is not going to be blocked off and segregated.
Nope.
And mm-mm. then also, people were free to worship God.
Yeah.
They were free to stand in the aisles or at the front of the church and worship God. And nobody was made to feel like, you distracted me. It was none of that. It was none of that. You were free. And the love of God was so evident in the praise and worship team, mm-hmm. In the pastor and his wife, mm-hmm. In the just the congregation. It was so much love there. And you would not think it was so diverse as it was because you didn't, it's like you didn't see color there. And that's what I loved about it. It was everybody was brothers and sisters and of all races. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I loved it about that church. And Lord knows, I just wish that all churches mm-hmm. would resemble that kind of love because to me, grace was there.
Because mm-hmm. let's think about it. When we all get to heaven, mm-hmm. if it's broken down by race mm-hmm. and all of that and denominations and stuff like that, or if it says the Baptist, you go over here. You know, the holiness, you go over here. Mm-hmm. White people, you go here. Mm-hmm. Black people, you here. Asian here. Latinos, you here. Mm-hmm. Christians, come here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Where you going? Come on there. Come
where
on
are
there.
You going?
Now, are you going? Say Christians.
You better go where Jesus is.
Yeah, that's what Jesus is.
And Jesus is going to be in the center because the thing mm-hmm, of it is mm-hmm. when you put Jesus in the center of your life, mm-hmm. just watch how everything is going to work for your good. Mm-hmm. Now, you may go through
you
some
gonna
things.
You're going to go through stuff, yeah.
Because
life's not perfect.
Life is not perfect. Mm-hmm. But when it's with him, mm-hmm. it goes a heck of a lot smoother.
Yes, a whole lot smoother.
Because, again, I've said it in another episode. Mm-hmm. His yoke is easy and mm-hmm. his burden is light. Mm-hmm. If you cast those cares upon him, mm-hmm. he will carry the load.
Mm-hmm. And even though it's rough, it can get hard sometimes. You might even feel like you're going to lose your mind sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit because mm-hmm. that's how I realized how much the Lord Jesus loves me because I am always hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit that lets me know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I got you. Mm-hmm. I love you. Mm-hmm. You know, you are in my heart. Mm-hmm. And that gives me that boost. I'm going to keep on going. And then next thing I know, things start to work out for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, we know people go through hard times. We're mm-hmm. not saying becoming a Christian means you're going to stop going through hard times. No, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm-mm. We live in an imperfect world. So, you know, imperfect situations will happen. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, when you have Christ, you have that light that will help you get through the darkness. Mm-hmm. And the darkness cannot stamp out that light. Mm-mm-mm. So that's why we're here to shine light.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, didn't God make the world? Mm-hmm. So how is it imperfect? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's just break this down, Lady V. Mm-hmm. When Eve allowed the serpent mm-hmm. to manipulate her, mm-hmm. she in turn, now Adam was right there now. Mm-hmm. Now God told Adam, mm-hmm. don't eat of the tree mm-hmm. of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. You can eat of every other tree in the garden. Mm-hmm. Now in the garden was also the tree of life.
I ran for that tree and said, that's what I'm eating from first.
He did not tell them, you cannot eat from the tree of life. Now mm-hmm. if they had ate from the tree of life, they'd have been sealed in the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. And there would not be the evil that mm-hmm. is in the world today. Mm-hmm. Satan convinced her mm-hmm. that she was missing something mm-hmm. by not eating on mm-hmm. that tree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he messed with her head mm-hmm. and made her doubt her identity.
Mm-hmm. Made her doubt God too.
And therefore she doubted God. And mm-hmm. when she ate of that fruit.
And
her husband, Adam, mm-hmm. ate of that fruit. Now, mm-hmm. if she had just ate, everything would have been fine. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. God told him mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. to eat. Mm-hmm. But when he ate, that's what opened the world mm-hmm. up to evil. Mm-hmm. 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 Now, God loves us. Mm-hmm. That's why He had to come into this world through his son, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. to redeem us from mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just know mm-hmm. that, again, because there is evil in the world, mm-hmm. because things happen, mm-hmm. you're not going to avoid sometimes things happening.
Yeah.
But with Jesus, he can help you through it, or he mm-hmm. can direct you to avoid some things.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm
yeah.
telling you from experience, mm-hmm. he has led, his Holy Spirit has led me. Mm-hmm. So if I was going to do one particular thing, and then Jesus, the Spirit was like, don't you do that. Mm-hmm. Then I made a different decision, and it saved me a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he is a helper, mm-hmm. you know, an ever-present help. Mm-hmm. So that's why we just love Jesus so mm-hmm. much.
That's right.
We know we can't live without him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right. So we just want to clear that up. We hope we cleared it up some. Mm-hmm. We have a lot more scriptures and stuff to go through, but we know we only have a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. But we hope that what you were meant to hear, that God imparted revelation to you through it. And we just hope that mm-hmm. your life changes from today.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else that you guys could do. If you, you know, if you're not, you don't know what it was that Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Rent or stream The Passion of the Christ. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The rated R version, mm-hmm. not a PG-13, mm-hmm. because the rated R version, mm-hmm. that's that movie that Mel Gibson did, mm-hmm. The Passion of the Christ, the rated R version, it shows you the beating that he took. Now, the scripture says, Mel Gibson took it as close as he could without it being completely devastatingly morbid. Mm-hmm. Because in the scripture, it said that his flesh was falling mm-hmm. from his bones. Mm-hmm. Now, that was before he even got to the cross. Mm-hmm. That was just the beating mm-hmm. itself, the mm-hmm. beatings and stuff.
That's right.
So watch that movie. I'm telling you, it is a powerful movie, and that will show you as close as Mel Gibson could get it, mm-hmm. what Christ went through. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But again, he couldn't take it all the way to mm-hmm. the way scripture described it, because mm-hmm. people wouldn't have been able to mm-hmm. watch anything. I know I couldn't have watched mm-hmm. flesh form, but it affected me. Mm-hmm. And it, when the movie came out, it said people were getting saved mm-hmm. in the movie theaters mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. seeing what he mm-hmm. did for us. Mm-hmm. God loved us so much that yeah. he gave us Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life.
That's right.
He
That's
didn't
right.
have to do that.
No, he didn't.
But he did. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. showed the love of God. Mm-hmm. That's so right. now, I'm moving into our Spread Hope Challenge for this week.
All right.
Now, the Spread Hope Challenge is if you are a person who, let me put it this way. Christians, again, I said it earlier, have been typecast as judgmental. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just be real. Everybody is judgmental
yeah.
to a certain extent.
Yeah, we all are.
But what I'm suggesting is for the Spread Hope Challenge is don't be judgmental of others. Mm-hmm. Check yourself, because you might be shocked to find out that you were just as judgmental as some of the people that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. For example, if you see somebody wearing some clothes that you don't agree with, and you look at her and she knows she good and ain't got no business wearing that right there, that's mm-hmm. a judgment. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody in the store, in the Walmart or anywhere, and you see that their child is really cutting up, mm-hmm. putting it down, and you think that, see, that would not be my child, because I ain't gonna have that right there. Uh-huh. She ain't no good parent, or he ain't no good parent. That mm-hmm. is a judgment, mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. Try not to judge others.
Yes, right.
That's a challenge, because mm-hmm. we all do it.
Yeah, we do.
And some more, do it worse than others, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some can say, oh, that's a judgment, but mm-hmm. let's just be real about it. There are some people who are more critical mm-hmm. of others than another person would be. Mm-hmm. Some people show grace. Mm-hmm. They show love, mm-hmm. wherein others make the other person feel bad yeah. or feel down. Mm-hmm. So that is just a challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm challenging myself as well. Mm-hmm. Don't be judgmental mm-hmm. of others. And if you do so, mm-hmm. please let us know. Mm-hmm. Hashtag the Spread Hope Challenge mm-hmm. at We Are She Talks. Lady V, closing.
We always want to just leave you with a word that will impart something in your spirit that'll make you ponder for the rest of your week. And the word, out of the words of from Ephesians 3 of Apostle Paul, and he's talking about Jesus. He says, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Mm-hmm. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Mm-hmm. That's the love of Jesus. So we want to say, until next time, we pray blessings upon your day and your week. Mm-hmm. And we hope you come back. And until then, grace and peace to you.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S1E8. While you are there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's, list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotionals. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.